The Kenny Rhoda Show on News Talk 1480 WHBC.
Welcome back. We're live here at Quicken Loans Arena. Monsters hockey tonight. Catch that game on WUAV TV 43, 7:30 against the Bulldogs. And then Cavaliers basketball this Sunday, 3 o'clock here at Quicken Loans Arena against the Boston Celtics. First round of the NBA playoffs. Cavaliers, I expect them to sweep the Celtics in four games. Not disrespecting the Celtics. I just looked at their roster, looked at the Cavs roster, and yeah, the Celtics won two games late in the season against the Cavaliers, but the Cavaliers didn't care about those games. They rested guys in the fourth quarter of one and then rested the starters in the next game. So if it goes past four, maybe five, maybe, never say never, so maybe five, but four games, and the Cavaliers, they're not going to approach it that way. They're going to take it one game at a time with LeBron leading the way with his experience. But, you know, if you're asking me to, I expect it to be done in four. Time now. I told you I'd give my Kenny's keys to a Cavs championship for you. And these are four things that I think must happen for the Cavaliers if indeed they're going to beat the Celtics and move all the way through and knock off either San Antonio or Golden State in the NBA Finals. I'm not sure which team I'm going to pick just yet. Maybe by the end of the show I'll have a team that I think the Cavaliers will play in the NBA Finals. It's one of those two teams. But in order to do that, a number of things have to happen. So here are Kenny's keys for a Cavs championship. First thing is good handles. And what I mean by that is LeBron James and Kyrie Irving must be able to handle three things. Number one, handle and value the basketball on offense and make sure the ball moves from side to side, inside and out, so the offense doesn't become stagnant and we see too much of that stanky leg offense. All right? That's one of the things they have to handle. Second thing, LeBron and Kyrie need to be able to handle the pressure of the expectations for this team of being the favorite to win the title. And anything short of that will be a disappointment. That's a heavy weight on their shoulders. And they're the two guys. I know there's a big three, and we'll get to that a little later on with Kevin Love. But let's be honest, Kyrie and LeBron are the two focal points of this basketball team. And they need to be able to handle the pressure there, the expectations. LeBron's done it before. This is the first time for Kyrie. And thirdly, James and Irving must be able to handle the pressure of late-game situations, do-or-die, game-winning shot situations. Both are capable, and both want to take that last shot that decides the outcome of the game, but how will they decide who shoots it now that there are two guys that expect to take that shot? So those are the three things they need to handle, Kyrie and LeBron, one of my keys to a championship. Second key to a championship, Blatskitball. David Blatt is the head coach of this basketball team. And David Blatt will need to make many in-game and from game-to-game adjustments that will be crucial to the Cavs' chances of winning a close game, winning a series, and ultimately winning the title. How does he handle the pressure situations, and who does he talk to on his staff or players to get advice from and then make his decision? Think about the matchups. First round matchup, it's David Blatt versus Brad Stevens. Second round matchup, more than likely, it's going to be David Blatt versus Tom Thibodeau. Third round matchup, Eastern Conference Finals, David Blatt versus Mike Budenholzer. And then if they get to the finals, like I expect them to, Blatt against either Greg Popovich or Steve Kerr. How does David Blatt handle this pressure, the in-game situations, and especially when they lose a game, and they're going to lose a game in the playoffs, people. They have to win 16 to be champs, but they will lose a game or two or three or maybe even four or five. It's going to happen. So how does David Blatt handle the game-to-game adjustments that need to be made in a seven-game series against the same opponent? Think about that. You're playing the same team possibly seven times. You know each other like the back of your hand, but you still have to make adjustments. How will David Blatt handle those adjustments? So Blatskitball, key number two. Key number three, role-playing. Everybody loves to role-play, don't you? Of course you do. We know the big three needs to average over 60 points a game for the Cavs to have a chance to win. And I'll get into those numbers a little bit later on. At least 60 points, in my opinion, especially against the better teams, for the Cavs to have a chance to win. But what about the other 5 to 7 guys who play? Who will step up and play their role and maybe even be the unsung hero for a game or two? Can J.R. Smith continue to be a complete player? Will Timothy Mozgov be a force in the paint, a rim protector? Can Tristan Thompson bring the energy, hustle, and rebounding that he's brought all season long off the bench in his first postseason? Will Iman Shumpert be that lockdown perimeter defender that the Cavaliers will need to put on the opponent's best offensive player late in games? Which guys will play their role and excel in their role? That's my third key. My fourth and final key for the Cavaliers, your first time. Y'all remember your first time, don't you? You always remember your first time, no matter what. And a lot of times you were so nervous it doesn't go well your first time. So how will Kyrie Irving, Kevin Love, Tristan Thompson, and David Blatt handle their first time in the NBA playoffs? Will it be too big for them, too much for them? Will they try to do too much? This is going to be huge, a huge factor in whether or not the Cavaliers win the NBA championship. How those four individuals, three players, and the head coach handle their first time in the NBA playoffs. That's where LeBron James, James Jones, Mike Miller, Kendrick Perkins, and the veterans who have played in the playoffs, NBA finals, won championships before, they'll have a big role in helping those guys understand and prepare for their first time. So those are Kenny's keys to a Cavs championship. We'll talk more about the Cavs' chances up next with the Akron Beacon Journal's Jason Lloyd, Cavs beat reporter, when we continue with the Kenny Rhoda Show live from Quicken Loans Arena.
The Kenny Rhoda Show on 1480 WHBC.